It is Monday, October 7th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. And with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwestern Sun Newspapers. How
are
you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good.
Get to talk about something else I love.
All right.
The Elizabeth Richardson Center.
50 years now?
50 years. And I get to talk about it in the context of they're bringing Jerry Jewell to town
Yes.
for a celebration.
Yes.
The Richardson Center started in 1963 with four kids, mm-hmm. six kids, one or the other.
A handful of children.
A handful, four children.
Okay.
Now they help more than 600
right.
kids and adults with disabilities. It was Wade Burnside.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Burnside.
Who thought, well, maybe we need to do this. And they found an experienced teacher who had retired when she got married, but was widowed at that point and was ready to come back to teaching. Her name was Elizabeth Richardson.
Hence the name of the center.
And they started having these classes for kids with disabilities at First United Presbyterian Church in Fayetteville. And look what it's grown up into.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. And so to celebrate this, they're bringing in Jerry Jewell, who people know as Blair's cousin.
Facts of life, yes.
The first... She believes the first primetime show, first primetime role for somebody with a disability.
Right.
Cerebral palsy, mm-hmm. which of course means intellectually not an issue.
Right.
But physically getting to do what you want to do an issue. And she got to do stand-up because she met somebody waiting in the Disability Support Services office at Fullerton Junior College in California who was blind and was doing stand-up. She said, I'd love to do comedy. He said, I tell blind jokes.
And she said, there's my inspiration.
There's my inspiration. She will be in town this week at 7 o'clock Thursday at the Fayetteville High School Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $20 general admission or $10 for students, celebrating a really good cause.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.